everybody, and welcome back to Just For A Podcast, a High School Musical, the musical, the series podcast, hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
What's been up with you lately?
Absolutely nothing. I am in my work era, so I'm working like 5 to 6 days a week. So very boring on my end. How about you?
I went to Eras Tour on Friday. Very fun, very hot. Very hot.
Looked very hot.
It was like 90 outside. And I don't even know what the feels like temperature was, but I know it was like 90. And there was a baseball game. So, the baseball stadium is right next to the football stadium. So, like, my friends and I went into this little bar, like, thing to eat. And so the restaurant was, like, half Swifties and half, like, baseball fans. It was, everything was packed. It was wild, but it was a good show. And
yeah.
We got out of the parking lot surprisingly quickly, which was very nice.
Oh, wow.
Been playing Vampire on repeat.
Oh, absolutely.
So good. So good. I should have recorded my reaction, but I did not.
I watched it, like, sitting on the floor with my sister, so that would not have been a good reaction.
I was just laying in bed, I believe. Yeah, other than that, just working and reading. I'm working a double tomorrow on 4th of July. So.
I'm also working 4th of July. Holiday just, pay, though.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You don't?
No.
What the heck?
That's dumb. That does not exist in the restaurant industry.
It does over here.
Oh, not for us.
maybe not your restaurant.
Yeah, no. We do not get holiday pay.
My friend used to get paid triple time for overtime.
Must be nice.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
Just been reading, begging for someone to sell their Andrew Garfield autograph. Because I don't think they're going to be releasing any extras. So, begging for someone to sell theirs. Somebody on Instagram tried to scam me with one today. So, that was so fun.
You'll figure it out.
I just don't understand trying to scam people like that. Like, you suck. You literally suck.
Me with trying to go to Eras, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to go. Because I can't find any tickets.
No. You'll find a way, I believe.
$6,000 for a ticket?
Not $6,000, but I'm just saying, I believe you will find a way. I believe you will get in somehow.
I hope so.
Okay, so what are we diving into this week, Lauren?
Okay, so as you long-timers have known, we've already covered High School Musical 3, the movie, but since they're doing it as the production for season 4, we did a rewatch of HSM3, but through like a lens of HSM TMTS. So we're basically just gonna go through the movie and talk about how we see it happening on the show.
I have a few like general notes also of things that like maybe we didn't talk about last time. But most of it is through.
I kind of just, like, wrote out my thoughts.
Yeah. My first thought, why did West High have confetti at the opposing school?
The drama. It's for the drama.
I also love that, I don't know if we talked about it last time, Kenny is announcing the game.
Did you tell? I think we did.
I don't know if we did or not, but I love hearing his voice, and I'm like, oh, Kenny!
I want to say we did, or at least we have talked about it before.
I wrote, why am I gonna tear up? And I don't know what that was at, But
I wrote Zac Efron, the man that you are.
Oh,
every time I watch this movie.
No, absolutely. This his prime. His prime, literally this 17 again.
And 17 again. Yeah.
And Hairspray era. Like,
yeah.
Those three films. Yeah, so we start off with Now or Never. I wrote Audition Song. I just don't know how else they'd make it work.
I did too. I think if not, we'll see it a little bit in the production. But Jenna made a good point. She said that it is kind of low for maybe some of the girls, but I still think they can make it work.
I feel like it goes back and forth between, like, the guys and girls enough.
You think,
I don't know.
A Bart Johnson locker talk?
No.
Me neither. Oh.
I wrote down
in... Do you think we're gonna get, like...
Oh, God.
Oh, you go.
I wrote down in quotation marks, Chad's dad screaming, "That's a foul!" after the whistle was already blown.
Come on, man. We know. Okay, my question for you is, do you think we're gonna get casting for Jimmy, Zeke, and Jason? Like, I feel like they're pretty prominent in this movie.
I wrote, who will be Jimmy or will he even be there? But I feel like there's no way for him to not be there. But, like, do we even have enough people to
fill the roles?
I just feel like we don't have enough people. Yeah.
Yeah, and then remember in the teaser,
well,
that,
like,
one
if
background
if
dancer
Seb,
is Martha.
If Seb's not Sharpay, who's Seb gonna be? Because he's not Ryan either.
I don't know. That'd be funny, though, if he was Jimmy.
That would be so funny. Like, I was thinking, like, I wouldn't mind not having Jimmy's storyline, but also, like, I feel like Jimmy's storyline... I feel like you could go without it for everything aside from the final number. Or not the final number, but the,
yeah,
like, musical
or, like,
number.
This, the musical. Agreed.
Yeah.
Unless they just completely cut that out.
Yeah. I wrote that I hope they have a set piece, like, for the stage. I hope they have a set piece of Troy's shitty truck. Just, like, the thing.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, comes
being
out
pushed.
With it.
You think one of Ashlyn's party in this season will be as hype as this party?
Oh, my God. Playing some Allie and AJ?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing will ever be as... Nothing I ever throw will be as hype as this party.
The random trampoline in the middle of his backyard, but it's, like, not a spot in the backyard where a trampoline would be. It's, like, right next to the basketball hoop. I'm so excited to see the treehouse set.
Yeah, do you think, they're gonna, like, use Nini's treehouse for the vibes?
Oh, my God.
I need Gina with daisies in her hair if we get this number.
Yes. Okay, I wrote that I wouldn't mind seeing Right Here, Right Now just in the production, especially since we can assume that we're getting Can I Have This Dance as a rehearsal number.
See, I wrote, I kind of see it as it not being in the production. Like, what if it's a group number when you listen to the lyrics? Kind of just, like, all of them contemplating about their future, but they just want to be together in the moment. Like, I feel like they might tie it into something off, like, off production. Like, I feel
maybe.
Like Julia would kill the song. But I it's a coupley song,
yeah.
So I don't really know.
Yeah. I just wrote, so excited for Court's Sharpay era.
I just have chills so anytime pumped. I think about how much she's going to slay.
It's going to be so good. Ugh. Do we think Emmy's going to be, like, Tiara?
I think she could be. People were also saying Kylie, though. But I'm not sure about that.
Maybe, yeah.
I did want to see Kylie as Kelsey.
I need Tiara's Sharpay tote. that she's holding in this scene. Yeah. She's holding, like, a Sharpay Evans tote bag. And it has, like, it's very, like, mock Louis Vuitton, but with, like, Sharpay's initial stamp all over in a pattern. I love it.
Etsy girlies.
Get this on it. This is when I wrote, like, do we think they'll do the whole movie as a production or just the musical numbers? Or, like, I don't know, because then they're going to have a production within the production.
Yeah. I mean,
and like, I get it, but I'm trying to think about, like, is a lot of the rest of the movie, like, really necessary? Or, like, would the rest of the movie really fit in, like, a production, and then you have the production within the production, and then it's, I don't know. Oh my god, you're giving me like, a headache. I'm interested. Well, I'm interested to see how they make it work, but then I have to sit here and think about the fact that literally within, like, every other season, we barely see the productions, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, on that topic, do you think we're going to get more than usual? Like, I feel like we are. Because it's so iconic.
I feel like with it being more High School Musical-centric, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope.
Yeah.
Because I feel like season one did... We still didn't get a lot of, like, the production at the end, but I think season one did a good job at balancing original songs and High School Musical songs, so I feel like they'll do good with that this season.
I agree. Who do you think is gonna be Taylor?
That's literally my next... No, I have no idea.
Like, I feel like the only options are Emmy or Maddox. If they're even in the production, like Jet and Maddox.
I know. That's what I want to know, if they're going to be in the production.
Or is it just, like, going to be Lauren or someone?
Yeah, just somebody random. I don't know. Ricky and Miss Jen doing the hand raise high five thing would be so funny. When Troy's, like, raising his hand to ask a question.
Yeah.
And she, she slaps him.
I just want Court to have Sharpay's locker for her senior year. Like, I want a scene in the hallway of, like, just a parallel. Them,
yeah.
Yeah, being regular, not anything to do with the production, but she actually has that locker for the year.
I would love that. I wrote down, it's so funny to me that they recreate their own school. Like, thinking back to season one, like, the cafeteria and stuff, they're, like, recreating their own cafeteria.
I didn't even think of that. Do you think there's going to be a parallel with Miss Jen? Do you think there's going to be a parallel with Miss Jen submitting some of the kids, like, probably Ricky, into a school? Or do you think that's too on the nose?
I don't think so. See, I don't know if I wrote it somewhere, but I'm just really interested to see how Ricky's storyline plays out about, like, being stressed about his future and stuff, because, like I said last week, we really don't know any of Ricky's interests or, like, what he sees himself doing in the future.
Yeah.
So, because the original, like, the High School Musical movies, it was obvious that, like, basketball was Troy's other option. But we don't know what Ricky... We don't know his interests.
I know. I just want to see how much... Because Tim did say it's going to tie in to their own lives, but I don't know to what extent it's going to happen.
Wait, like the characters' lives or the actors?
The characters. Like Ricky's life. And then...
Yeah.
Courtney... I think he said Courtney too. Okay, dive into your I want it all notes.
I feel like I'm seeing this one as definitely a production number.
Yeah, same.
I really, really, really want them to recreate Troy fawning over Sharpay for this number.
Me too. I don't know if I'll make it if we don't get that.
I always think that's the funniest thing, him in the Sharpay T-shirt Like, Sharpay, I've, like the, I think it rose. Would be so funny to have Ricky doing that.
Do you think we're going to get the Carousel of Progress set?
The Carousel what?
When they go around to the different rooms with, like, Zeke in the Tiki and then...
I don't know, do we...
Taylor on the plane.
Do we think they have the budget?
No. I'm pretty sure we're not getting that.
I want to see Ashlyn and the little taxi driver
outfit. Right.
There's just something about this number. It's like, you could watch this number 50 times and see something new every single time you watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so fun.
I can't wait. Like, I feel like we're going to get an all-out dance scene at the end of this. And I can't wait for it.
I hope so. That was one thing I was texting Lauren and Alondra about, is I really hope, I want the choreo to be on it this season. Because truthfully, mm-hmm. within the past few seasons, like, there have been a few dance-heavy numbers, like Soph and Corbin's, obviously, and, like a few here or there, but... I want the choreo this season to be on it. And I feel like we know the Halloween number looks like the choreo is going to be crazy. So I'm excited.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I feel like maybe one of the storylines for the season is going to tie into Court singing this song. Because, like, maybe I'm thinking there's going to be a juxtaposition of, like, Sharpay knowing what she wants exactly, and then it's going to be, like, Courtney not knowing what she wants
Courtney
at all.
Courtney not knowing? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I wrote that I hate that the garden isn't really on the top of the school.
Yeah.
So Ricky and Gina can't, like, go up to the rooftop garden. I hate that that was made up.
Okay, but I wrote that what if Ricky recreates the garden to ask her to, like, prom or something on the roof?
Stop.
No, I know.
Can they even get up to the roof?
See, yeah, is there access or what?
But yeah, this is when Can I Have This Dance happens. I wrote that I really hope we get the flashes back and forth, like I said last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote the Converse and the lifts, like, Zach dancing in the Converse and all the lifts and stuff. Like, I am expecting big things for this number.
I am too. So.
And I feel like Tim knows that. He knows. Tim knows people have been begging for this for, like, multiple seasons.
Oh, absolutely. I think, like, the number one from this would be Scream, and then right under it's Can I Have This Dance?
And then, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So you think we're going to only get this in rehearsal? Or, like, rehearsal, production, back and forth?
See, I hope it's, like I said, like, it's flashing from rehearsal to, like, I don't know, like, a dream sequence or them doing it somewhere else. Like, something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe... I'm trying to think of another... Gina's using it as a catalyst to, like, teach Ricky actually... How to dance. Because he has...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll flashback between that... Not flashback, but flash between that and then them actually on the quote-unquote stage.
Yeah. I wrote... this is where I wrote I could handle the Jimmy and Dion storyline not being in the show. But, like I said, I feel like the only place it's... Just them in general. Like, I just feel like if there's... a certain allotted amount of time to focus on the production and things, this isn't a storyline that I'm, like yeah. so excited like, to see.
I don't need to see them hazing Lil Freshman Liamani on the show.
No. I love the yearbook room scene.
I feel like Ashlyn is definitely running the yearbook.
That would be good.
Right. I was just talking about... Wait, are you gonna... Mine's about, like, Taylor and Chad. Or are you jumping into an I Turn?
No, you go. You go.
Okay. I was just saying, when Troy is, like, hyping up Chad, I totally see Ricky hyping up Jet to go ask Courtney to
the dance. No, stop, because I wrote, I want a parallel of Ricky wingmanning Jet like this.
No, dude. Jetty is happening, and I see it. It's just, it's too perfect. It's perfectly aligned.
They set it up too well.
Yeah. I don't know how they can't do that.
I just still want to go to the school so bad.
We will. Calm down.
I know, but we're so busy.
I know.
We have 80,000 trips planned through next July. Through next September.
It'll happen. It'll happen. A night to remember. Are you thinking production or rehearsal?
Well, I feel like we're going to get it as a rehearsal number, especially because there's an episode titled this that isn't the last episode. But that rehearsal better be all out.
I know. I literally wrote, I need to see, like, I need to see the dress rehearsal for this.
I wrote, I hope the house is set is recreated where, like, the quote, like, parents are there.
Yeah.
I need the choreo to amaze me. The disco break, like.
Oh, we need the disco break.
The disco break has to be there.
Yeah.
It is a must.
I'll be so satisfied if we at least get to see a glimpse of the costumes. Like, I need to see, like, the dresses and stuff. But if anything, the set I would want to see is Sharpay and Ryan's mirror bathroom. I love that part.
I think my favorite part is that, like, the parents' little houses sets where the girls are all up in the windows. Yeah. This is when I wrote, I feel like Ricky's storyline might also mimic Gabriella's with him, like, being scared to tell Gina he's leaving.
Yeah. Who?
Because it's like with Gabriella and Troy and Ricky and Gina, Gabriella's well aware that Troy would be like, yes, go, like, do what you need to do at Stanford. Like, you can't pass it up. But she's still scared to leave him. And I feel like Ricky's going to be the same way. Yeah. But then we get, just want to be with you. I wrote production number. I don't know.
I don't see. This is the one that I really didn't know. Jenna,
I don't know. I don't know what this one.
It might be the audition song, but I don't know. I just don't know about that either.
But we see the Chad clown costume here that Jet is wearing in the teaser trailer.
All I know is that Josh's voice on this is gonna wreck me because I think it's perfect for him.
Stop. Just stop. No. I can't.
I need to see him crawling on the theater seats.
That's still the funniest blooper to me when Zach's foot gets stuck.
Gets stuck.
Then we get the boys are back. I feel like we'll see this when, like, Jet gets back.
I hope so, because I wrote, like, I'd obviously love if it was Ricky and Jet, but I texted you this. I still fear it might be a Ricky and EJ thing, like, if Ricky goes to visit EJ or EJ comes home or something.
But in what case? Like, when were they ever close enough that they would do this number and be that excited to see each other?
That's true. I don't want it to happen. Let me put that straight, but I don't know why I feel like that.
I just wrote, I always forget how hard they go in this number. It's like, I've seen this movie a million times, and then every time I watch this, I'm still like, wow, Kenny Ortega and Chucky and Bonnie did the damn thing.
Oh my god, what if it's like Ricky and Big Red? Or what if it's the Seblos piano duet?
Not the Seblos piano duet.
I'm trying to think who else. Oh, what if it's like Mazzy and EJ?
Oh my god.
I would be so mad at Tim.
I love how, like, after season one, the whole storyline of Ashlyn also being in robotics just kind of got abandoned.
Yeah.
That was just never referenced again.
No.
I wrote that I need a little Rena date scene, like the little pizza, like chocolate covered strawberries, little picnic scene.
Please. I feel like, okay, with that, I wrote two things. One, they're going to get margarita pizza from Big Red Shop.
Oh, yes.
But two, I think some, like, if this happens, Ricky's going to bring Gina the chocolate covered strawberries, and then that's going to be a little, like, leeway to getting the box of chocolates reference. Like, something's going to be thrown in there.
Ooh. Right? You're so right.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
I need that to happen.
Wow.
Trust.
Then Walk Away happens, and I still really don't know where this would fit.
Yeah, I know I just said, like, I just want to be with you is where I was struggling, but I forgot about Walk Away because I have absolutely no idea.
I really have no idea where this would go.
I'm thinking, like, if anything, I see Dara singing this, but she's not Gabriella. Like, maybe if it ties in with Quartz storyline somehow. I just need the trailer to come out. I wrote that I need Ricky to have a whole headshot of Gina in his locker.
Yes.
The way Troy has just one of Gabriella.
Just one full, like, full
paper
size.
That's a full, like, 8x12.
Yes.
Do we think, like, what do we think the catalyst to Scream will be? Will it be, like, Mikey Bowen? Will it be Miss Jen? Or just Ricky himself?
I don't know.
EJ, perhaps?
I don't know, but if anyone other than Ricky does this song, I'm gonna throw a fit.
I truly don't think Tim would do it to us.
Better not. Better not.
Like, Josh has been manifesting with the tweets. We've been manifesting. You know what I do want, though? Because Josh was begging for the spinning room. I think it'd be so funny if we got a scene of, like, the crew working or, like, fixing something with the spinning room. Like, a little behind the scenes of it would,
like,
be so funny.
The behind the scenes of the spinning room? Yeah.
Yeah. I was seeing this a lot on Twitter about how people really hope it's a solo number and not a group. Because a lot of theories were saying that the Halloween number would be Scream. And obviously that's, like, that whole group number.
That's why I'm saying, like, I just feel like if anyone other than Ricky does this, I'm going to be mad. I think it would be so funny for them to print the massive posters, like the 20 feet tall, like, Joshua Bassett, Troy Bolton poster.
That'd be hilarious. We've said this before, but if Zach shows up at the end of the scene, instead of Miss Darbus, it's over. But I think then it would be a dream sequence. It'd have to be.
Maybe.
Unless Zach's just there.
Unless he's there for filming.
Yeah.
I wrote that Ricky and Courtney are going to be such a funny duo. Like, playing. Because Troy and Sharpay have so many interactions within this movie. And so I think they're going to be so funny.
I also thought that, like, you know, when Kelsey's comforting Troy in that scene, I think that's so Ashlyn and Ricky coded.
Yeah.
I hope we see a little bit of that.
I tweeted that Troy and Kelsey are such an underrated High School Musical friendship.
They are.
Then the senior year medley happens. Do we think...
Wait, no, when Troy gets her at Stanford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Can I Have This Dance reprise.
I kind of need Ricky in a tree.
Do we think we'll get the medley if, like... I don't know. I feel like the medley within a production of the production would be redundant.
Yeah. But also... What if we don't get anything until then? Like, what if we don't get anything production-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So do you think the musical is going to be the last episode, or do you think we're going to get... Because I was thinking about this.
I don't know.
You think we're going to get an after, the aftermath?
I don't know.
I'm going to scream if, like, episode 3 is a production. I know it won't happen, but it's like... there's so much we don't know.
I want to see Courtney do the miles apart bit so bad.
Please. Me too.
Like, imagining Dara doing miles and miles and miles apart.
So funny. Courtney Green in that green Sharpay dress, though, would slay.
Imagining Courtney and Emmy doing the, like, Sharpay tiara I want it all bit is also really funny.
I see the vision. Even Kylie, I see the vision.
Yeah. Then the We're All in This Together graduation version, which we need.
I will legit start crying if we get a remake of this with the actual seniors. Like, I'm going to start crying. It's not going to be good for me.
Carlos as Ryan and Carlos being the choreographer makes so much sense, like, because Ryan was their choreographer. And so, like, I'm glad they did that and, like, that fits.
And we see, like, the Juilliard people. How cute would it be if the OG cast had that cameo?
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah. I want them to do the Wildcat, like, the graduation Wildcat so bad.
Yeah. This song, High School Musical, just hurts me anytime I hear it now.
This song was already painful enough, and then after what we experienced, it has such a deeper rooted meaning to us now that it's just,
It's honestly bad for me.
I'm gonna be a mess. I wrote that, not that this matters, because they were children's movies, so, like, we weren't thinking anything of it. I just realized, because I watched all three of these, because I can't ever just watch the last one, that in all three movies, Troy never tells Gabriella he loves her. And I'm 23 years old and just realized that.
You couldn't say that back in the day.
I fully was just like, did he never say I love you to her? So, I don't know. My brain, like, never thought about that, I guess. But, whatever.
Do you think we'll get this song? Oh, wait. Speaking of this song, there's an interview that released today.
My final note is that I want a blooper reel, like a blooper credit reel.
Oh, yeah. I think we need to have the blooper credits. Like, there's still time, Tim, if it's not done. And I also think the yearbook design is cute.
Yeah.
You know?
With the pictures, like, in this one, like, the pictures from the past three movies and stuff, and we could have pictures from, like, season one and two.
The seasons.
Yeah.
And I also feel like with the song just getting started, I see it as a group number, if anything. Like, I know they're not at camp, but it kind of gives me, like, campfire vibes. Like, maybe they're in the theater room or the drama room or something.
This is our song. That's how the band
is. Doesn't that, like, the lyrics give me that vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, but back to High School Musical. There was a New Scene magazine interview, and Kylie said, I quote, "My favorite song from the HSM franchise is High School Musical from the third movie. I danced to the song in a dance competition in Las Vegas when I was 7 years old. It was a bit surreal when I got the chance to sing the song in the first episode 10 years later." So we know we're getting Kylie singing it. And then Emily said, "I think it's the pep rally after they announce HSM4 because there's a pic of Danny on stage with the cheerleader uniform on."
Well, like, season one, we got the rehearsal stick to the status quo, but then we also got it in the production. So
yeah, so I'm hoping we get that.
I hope so. Maybe twice.
Yeah. Like, you have to, with that song, and that was their D23 song.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You know?
Mm-hmm. Sarah said, if Gina doesn't sing the long try in Now or Never, I don't want it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Also said, Rena, Can I Have This Dance is a need, obviously. Court Carlos, I Want It All. Rena recreating the Troyella picnic day would be the cutest thing ever. A Night to Remember mm-hmm. needs to happen or I'll riot. Ricky Jett, The Boys Are Back, and Ricky Scream. I feel like my highly anticipated, aside from obviously Scream and Can I Have This Dance, like, a Night to Remember needs to be up yeah. to par. Like I'm I so am scared expecting for it. Excellence.
Me too. Ugh. You know what I was also thinking, though? We might get a montage of it if we do get a dance episode. Like, it won't be the production, but it'll be them getting ready or, like, something like that.
I know. But I need a dance I want the number. Production. I need a yeah. full, big mm-hmm. dance. I need it.
Me too. Let's see. Mad said, Scream is Ricky's and Ricky's only, and they better go full out for it. And Destiny said, want to see Ricky perform Scream, and I want him to sing alone instead of in a group number. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
I feel like most people agree, are in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Kat said, right here, right fucking now. And Dev said,
I love that song.
Dev said, if they do We're All in This Together graduation mix, I would cry. You and me both.
Yeah. Mario said, Ricky and Big Red singing The Boys Are Back. But Rebecca said, I want The Boys Are Back from Ricky and Jett or Ricky and Carlos. I didn't think of Ricky and Carlos.
I just feel like I see it happening, like, when Jett comes into town.
I do, too. At least that's what I'm mostly hoping for.
Ash said, rehearsal song for HSM TMTS from HSM. I really feel like I Just Want to Be With You is pretty good as an audition song, although most of us would want to see Rena do it. Maybe we'll get Rena doing the reprise. And she said,
ooh, with the hair flip.
We had a watch party with friends recently, and I think most of the HSM3 soundtrack will be on season 4 since season 3 was 8 episodes, and they included about 14 songs that were covers from other DCOMs and made it work along with having originals. Yeah, I feel like we're gonna get the whole soundtrack.
Yeah, I think we're getting every single, like, major song.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, not senior spring musical.
Yeah, like the medley thing, yeah.
Yeah. I know Frankie said that his duet with Joe this season is called Over Again. So we know we're getting that original.
Mm-hmm.
We're obviously getting, like, I think we're going to get a Josh original.
There's we're a Rena duet. Soph.
Yeah. Dara has to have one.
Yeah.
Julia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll get I sure hope we get a good amount of originals.
I hope the episodes are longer than usual for this being the last season.
They're not going to be. You just have, like,
listen, don't get your hopes up. Listen, I'm well aware, but I just said I hope.
I know. Me too. Or at least can the last episode be longer than usual?
If anything. We were talking about how long the last episode of the last season was going to be. And we were like, watch it not even be that long, blah, blah, blah. And then it was 50 minutes. So.
That's true. I'm just, as the weeks go by, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
I think it's in the 30s, like 30 days from now. Oh, yeah, duh. It's July 3rd right now. It comes out August
9th.
Oh, coming up.
I'm just glad I have Barbie.
Oh God, you're gonna make me on.
Barbie to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped for Barbie. I called the closest Cinemark to me today to see if they had the merchandise, and they said, not yet. And I was like, okay, good. You saved me a long drive to go buy it.
I can't wait to see Barbie, and then my best friend is having a Barbie-themed birthday party, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh my God, can I come?
Yes. Yeah. So, what should we manifest with this episode? besides Premiere. Right. Y'all, please manifest with us.
Please manifest a Premiere invite. Literally, I feel like I have never hoped for something more in my freaking life. Like,
yeah.
Like, mentally, I'm hanging on by a thread.
I will start sobbing if we can all manifest this.
Please.
Also, manifest me going to Eras Tour. Please.
Manifest Lauren getting Eras Tour tickets, please. I'm manifesting that. I believe it'll happen.
I believe, too. So, in the meantime, look out for our Instagram and tweets, because we do have some planned episodes coming up, but we don't know exactly when, because we're honestly just waiting for the trailer. Mm-hmm. But we are definitely doing our usual final predictions, so get those theories ready for us to talk about. And as always, hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Just For Our Podcast, and we could talk about anything and everything HSM TMTS.
This podcast is distributed through Spotify for Podcasters, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute your podcast anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts. You can leave us a rate and review anywhere you're listening. Those always help us out. Using the link in the description below, you can leave us a voice message. We always like to hear those. As well as using the link below, you can shop our merch store. Until next week. Yeah, just manifest with us. Premiere invite. Lauren goes to Eras Tour. And a full out crazy production night to remember.
Please.
All right, everyone, goodbye.
Bye.